Hello, beautiful women. Welcome to Box 17, Honoring the Wild Woman Within. This is our new moon meditation. If you haven't already done so, go ahead and get all of your items together. Get your incense, something to light that with. Get your candle, your feather, your guitar pick, your poker chip, your art card slash intention card, as well as your medicine animal oracle card. Have all of those items together around you. You can arrange them in a pattern, or you can just have them close by, because we'll be infusing all of these items with our energy and intentions for this lunar cycle. So have them close by. And go ahead and light your incense. And get that going. And let's just begin by taking our feather and holding it in your right hand or your left hand if you're left-handed, and using it like a fan. Let's just do a little ritual first of releasing all of the tameness, so that we can allow our wildness to really emerge during this new moon. So we're going to use our feather kind of like a fan. You're just going to wave it all around your body, almost like you're waving air away from you. And you can wave it over your head, over your heart, over your chest, over your belly, over your pelvis, over your thighs. Just wave it all around your body and wave that resistance, that energy away, and so we can be open to that beautiful wild woman that's inside of us. And when you finish doing that, just set it back down. Get into a comfortable seated position. Just start by taking a few deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, exhaling out through the mouth. Begin to let yourself settle into whatever you're sitting on, whatever is holding you, whether it's a chair, whether it's the floor, sofa, bed. Just let your body kind of sink down and settle in. Let your breathing calm every part of your body. As the scent of the musk fills the room where you are, imagine the space that surrounds you. Be aware of the space that you're occupying in the universe right now. In comparison to the universe, the space that you occupy might seem small, but it is the space that you have been given, and the space where your purpose, where your destiny is happening. And know that you are supposed to be right here in this moment at this time doing this work. I want you to breathe in again. Exhale. Begin to visualize your heart opening, kind of like a book, just opening up. Opening to let what's inside be seen. Only by you. You're safe. Look down deep in your heart. Think about the desires that you have. Maybe desires for yourself, desires for your children, desires for your relationships, desires for friendships, desires for work in the world. Think about all the things that you work toward each day, all the things that you intend to be, try to be, focus on. And I'm going to ask you to turn that page and go a little bit deeper into the book. Deep into the pages where those innermost desires exist. And I want you to start thinking about, if money were no object, if time were not an issue, if being a mother, being a partner, being an employee, being a business owner were not in play, what is your deepest, wildest desire? What is that deep-seated fantasy inside of you that nobody else may know about? What is that wild woman vision, dream, desire that you carry deep within your soul? And maybe you're so far detached from it that you can't even see it right now, and that's okay. Or maybe what you're seeing come up is a little bit scary, and that's okay too. Breathe in, breathe out. Just let that dream, desire, fantasy, wish, vision be whatever it is. And don't judge it. Don't decide whether it's right or wrong, whether it's doable or not doable, whether it's ridiculous or sane. All of those things go by the wayside. This is just about recognizing what's there in the pages of your heart and your soul. You could just go wild. What would you do? Would you get on a plane today and go to somewhere far away? Would you quit your job and start your own business? Would you speak out about something? If you're not employed, would you get a job? What are the things that reside deeply within that wild woman in you wants to do? And I just ask you now to wrap your hands around that vision and that dream, gently and tenderly, like you're holding a baby animal. All I'm asking you to do under this new moon is hold space for that desire, that dream, that wish, that vision, that fantasy. Hold it in your hands for the beautiful and valuable thing that it is. And hold space for it. And then see yourself gently laying it back down in the pages. The pages, the layers of your heart and soul. Knowing that you're going to revisit that and connect with it again. And then I want you to think about the things that might be binding you to being tame in your everyday life, the things that you feel are restricting. What are the things that keep that inner wild woman not only from coming out, but from feeling validated? Maybe some of the things that bind you are shame over the things that you have thought of and dreamed of and wished for. Maybe you feel guilty. As you get in touch with those things that have bound you, that have restricted you, that have kept you on a leash and held you in a cage and not allowed you to be the full expression of the inner wild woman that you are, just visualize yourself right now, just cutting the cords that are wrapped around you. Watch as those cords release one by one. Feel yourself breathe as you're allowed to expand. Breathe as your expression is freeing. Breathe as you come into the realization that you control your destiny, your vision, your desires, your wishes. And that pursuing these innermost wild woman desires and wishes, whether or not they ever come into reality, the pursuit of them is healing to your body and your soul. Feel that energy of freedom move and course throughout your body right now, starting at your heart, moving all the way down your torso, down your pelvis, down your legs, all the way to your toes. It almost feels like electricity. And then moving up from your heart, through your throat, through your face, up into your mind, into your brain, to your scalp, and it tingles. You feel a sense of excitement in you at the thought that this inner wild woman might not only be okay, but might be just the thing you need to move forward into the next level of living the life that you want to live. And now visualize yourself as that wild woman. What does she look like? What does she wear? Does she wear anything? What does her hair look like? What does her body look like? How does she hold herself? How does she move? And just look into the eyes of that woman. Look at her. And tell her you love her. Make friends with this inner wild woman that's inside of you. Breathe in the energy of this beautiful new moon in Scorpio that we can't see with our eyes, but is there nonetheless. Just like our dreams and visions, we might not be able to see them unfolding in front of us right now, but they are there. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let the energy of this new moon comfort and move through your body. Look forward to this reset, this new beginning, this new adventure. Slowly start to move your fingers and toes, bringing yourself back into the present. Know that you can tap back into this wild woman vision at any time you want to. I encourage you now, as you move out of this state of meditation, to move into your life work. read through the questions. Start to think about your answer. Start to think about what's in your heart and in your mind. Tomorrow I'll post the video that goes with the life work, and we'll move into the new moon journal prompts together. Send love tonight to your lunar aligned sisters who are doing this work with you, who are also tapping into looking at that wild woman within and feeling the energy of this great adventure. Peace, love, and moonbeams to you all.